Welcome back, WNSG, Towson, Baltimore, and WNSG.net. We're in San Francisco. It is Super Bowl 50. I'm with the man, Brandon Stokely, world champion. We forget about that Indianapolis thing and that Denver thing and only. What, you're wearing a ring. I saw you had a ring on it.
It's a Colts ring.
Did I touch you, man?
It's a Colts ring. Listen. Okay, let me tell you why.
Peyton Manning's here, and I need him to win.
Peyton Manning's here. He won me this ring here, so I wore it for him. Okay?
Not for me.
Not for you.
Well, you can take it off in our presence and pretend it never happened.
Well, hey.
I've been trying to get you to do that for like a decade
now. You got
to
let it go.
Where's the Raven ring? The real ring?
That one is back home. I couldn't bring both of them. I'm so frightened I'm going to lose this one.
Oh,
could you imagine if you had two? I mean, I take it off.
I got one, and I don't
pocket.
Take it anywhere anymore because
right.
I'm afraid of it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just
literally, and it's big, and it's gawky, and it's frightening.
Right. I never wear it, so it's one of those things where you take off, and I'll just, you know, I'll forget about it.
Yeah, and I watch the news. Everybody's got a gun these days. You know,
right. People
you know,
stealing.
I don't need all
right.
that.
Yeah.
You know. So look, you're plug away with Stoli because you're bringing cocktails here, and I have never had.
That's for you, by the way. That's a Stoli's Moscow Mule cup.
Right. I've never had a Moscow Mule in my life, and well, I hear you have to drink it out of one of these brass cups.
Yes.
Right?
You got to drink it out of one of those, and that's why I'm giving you that.
I thought I drank everything in San Francisco last night.
Right.
But
you didn't have one of those, so now. Now you got a cup to mix it in.
But where's the Stoli that comes with it?
What if are you around 5:30 today? Then that will be available for you.
I think
okay?
I might be.
We're gonna have happy hour.
Today.
We're gonna have happy hour here. Stoli's is providing.
Are you
happy
doing
hour.
The shake a shake a shake? Are you making the drinks or no?
I will not be making the drinks for you.
I want you to make me a drink. Huh? Man. We've been friends all this
He'll
time.
He'll be consuming one or two of those drinks.
Yeah, but okay. I mean, if you want me to make you a drink, I'll make you a drink. I came up with we came up with four great recipes for the big game. Okay. We got two for Denver. We got two
well,
for
I'm
Carolina.
Well, I'm not drinking any Carolina drink. I'm with you.
Okay.
By the way, I have never, despite my love for you, okay, I have never, ever rooted for Peyton Manning, ever. And you know why?
Well, you
see
did,
that thing on
you
your
did,
finger?
Well,
that's a horseshoe.
Listen, you
okay?
did against Pittsburgh.
That's a good point. Okay,
right?
I did.
You did against Pittsburgh.
I did.
Okay, you told me you were.
I did.
Right,
I like
you told me you were going to pull for him. And you said all of Baltimore was pulling for him.
This is the one time where I really, really, really want your boy Peyton to ride off on an orange Bronco. So whatever the orange drink is,
okay,
the
tell
Mile
you.
High Mule, how much cannabis is in that?
None. Stoli's vodka only, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, so we got, for Denver fans, we got the Mile High Mule, and we got the Bronco Bloody Mary for the morning. You know, morning, it's delicious. For your Panther fans, you got the Carolina Blue Mule, and you got the Carolina
Bloody Mary.
Does
that show off after every first down, too?
Yeah.
Do you have to open your shirt? And
dab,
like all
yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you have to if you drink those two. But they're delicious. I tell you what, if you want to find the recipes, go to Stoli Vodka's, their Facebook page. They're easy to make. They're fun. You can mix and match. I have a great time doing it for my, you know, now that I'm not playing, tailgate parties. When my friends come over to watch the games, good time making them drinks. Everybody loves vodka, especially Stoli. So
I think I'm coming to Denver for Springsteen, so I might see you out there.
There we go.
Maybe.
Hey, I'll make you a couple drinks.
I'll bring the cup.
I'll make you a couple drinks mixed with Stoli's. You got the cup. I'll make you a Moscow Mule.
Look, you've always been honest with me, and I want to ask you this on the Cam Newton thing, and not to disparage Cam because I do that enough on my own.
Okay.
I just think when a quarterback is gyrating and putting on a show after a first down, I'm all for celebration. I'm all for happy. I was happy when you caught that pass on January 28, 2001. We'll get to that in a minute. 15 years later. I don't dig that.
Yeah.
It's not, and it's not that I'm the old guy, get off my lawn. I've always liked the way Peyton plays the game. I just didn't like the team he did it for.
Right.
And I didn't like
sure.
the fact that he was always in the way. He was always trying to keep us
right.
out of the Super Bowl.
And he,
right?
you know, for you, he's like my New England Patriots, Tom Brady and
right,
Bill Belichick.
Right.
That's how I feel about those guys. I
right.
totally understand. I know where you come from. For me, I do not mind Cam Newton, his celebrating, his swagger, any of that. I kind of enjoy it. If I'm playing with somebody like that, I love that. You know, you watch Emmanuel Sanders when he makes a first down or a big play, he gives a bow. It gets me going.
Okay.
I love it. I don't mind
but
it at all.
But you were a guy, when you caught the 12-yard slant, you handed the ball to the
right.
referee and got back in the huddle.
Right. I didn't have much rhythm.
Because your dad taught you right.
I didn't have much rhythm. So if I did, I might have done a few things, you know. But so I don't mind it though. You know, if defensive, like he said, or other people have said a lot throughout all this, if people don't like it, then stop him. You know, and he's just having fun. I think he's a good guy. You see him giving balls to fans. That's awesome. I love that. And he's out there having fun. And if I'm a defensive player, if you think it's a distraction for him, that's a good thing then. Let him keep trying to do it. Let him worry about what dance he's going to do next and not worry about how to complete a third down pass.
What do you got for Stokely, Lucas?
Does it feel like it's been 15 years since Tampa?
It feels like it's been 30. You know, I mean, it's...
It really feels like
so long
lifetime.
Ago. Yeah, it does. It really does. So many special memories. I was with Shannon Sharp just a little while ago. Right. We were talking about, you know, the touchdown play, and I said I should give you three quarters of that football. You know, I mean, he took three defenders him, and Trent did a great job of looking the safety off and drawing him over there to
Shannon. You were the guy that hit the safety in Oakland, though.
Yeah,
that spun him.
Yeah, I got him a block. I saw him last week at the game against the Patriots. I said, "Hey, you don't forget about that block I got for you on that slant that you went 80 with, you know, against Oakland." Mm-hmm. And he didn't.
You know what? I wrote the first book, that play, Shannon Sharp, to find that play. There was no internet then. To know who made the block, I had to go back and get videotape. It weren't even DVDs then, right? In 2001. Right. It took me hours to find the play to know that you, because I wanted to get it right for the book, but I didn't know, and you have no access to the video.
You had to do real research then.
In 2000,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, know, real
that's
research.
That's how I know you made the block, because it took me a day and a half to figure out that you made the block.
Brandon made the block, and I remember Patrick Johnson escorting Shannon to the end zone, basically pushing him forward because Shannon was running out of gas.
Yeah, yeah, and Patrick was a little faster than everybody
on the field.
So I had this picture every day. This is 25 years now, right? So
I mean, it's going to make me want to cry. I mean, when looking at that,
we can hug it out.
I mean, look at that. I mean, that was the good old days.
This look that you gave me, it must have been something about, I was saying something about Kunas or something about Southwestern Louisiana or something like that.
Maybe about my sister.
I said you look kind of skeptical in this picture because you do. You're a believer in me. You're not a skeptic.
Right. But back then, I might have been skeptical
of you. And then I have all of the Super Bowl celebration pictures.
Mike Flynn.
That's me making out with Mike Flynn. Yep. David Modell, who's battling cancer with him. The Ryan family. Coach Billick. There's J.O. Marvin. Marvin looked like he had a few stolies in that one. The Savage family.
Yep.
Rob Burnett. Peter Boulware. And there
we are.
Look at that boyish... You got to get your staff over
like,
here.
Look,
you
want to
see
like
how
was
sexy
12.
We used to be in 01? That's what we look like.
The good old days.
And I called you the Cajun champion. Is that
I like
accurate?
It. Yes.
Like
yeah. Yeah.
And then Stokely has always been skeptical of me, and, you know, with good reason. I mean.
Look at that. That's what a great picture.
The barn.
The barn.
The barn.
We had some good times at the barn.
We had some good times, man.
Oh, so good food.
Tell me about
your
day Sunday. And I was telling Luke, and I'm a little embarrassed, that you know my wife was about to go into cancer when you hugged her and gave her a kiss. And we took a selfie on the field after Peyton beat us. And I was trying, and I haven't told this story in the air, so I want to tell it. You and Peyton are like brothers, like literally, right?
Yeah, we're
your
very
children
close.
Are like cousins, sort of, you know, a neighbor. And at some point we were on the field, and it was just you, me, Jeff Saturday, who my wife calls Sean O'Hare, and he seems to think that's fine, and your children, and Peyton was going to drive your boy home, and I asked you how his driving was, and I'm so bummed that you didn't ask Peyton to photobomb us, because I think Peyton behind us doing something, anything.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah, and my wife had that curly hair, which we're not sure that that's going to come back the same way, but your relationship with him, this must be for you nerve-wracking a little bit, because you don't want to see him lose on Sunday. You want to see him go out.
I tell you what, I was
like that guy.
I was so nervous last week. First of all, because, like I said, I do not like the Patriots. I did not want to see the Patriots beat the Broncos and beat Peyton. You know, so I was really. It was almost like my kid. Like when my kid plays sports, I get that nervousness that I never got when I played. You know, and that's what I had last week. I just wanted him to play well and to win that game so bad because I know what he's going through this year. I know how tough it's been for him. And how much he's persevered and just kept working, kept grinding, and then to get the opportunity again, and he took advantage of it. I couldn't be happier for the guy.
When you say the things he's been through this year, you know, without giving away too much, but just you really do talk to him, and I don't know how many people besides his father and his brothers and his wife he can confide in. I'm assuming you're that next level of
I start seeing all these reports, and I'm like, Peyton, all these reports you're telling your close friends that, you know, this is it. You didn't tell me. Where am I at on this circle of friends here? I mean, because you didn't
inform
me.
You're outside the circle of trust.
Yes. The circle of trust must not include me. So I'm a little disappointed in him. So that's why when that report came out, I said, no way. I would be the first friend to know outside of the man.
This is
family.
Where I get all journalism and say, is this the last rodeo?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. It wouldn't shock me either way.
Really? You think he could come back and play?
It wouldn't shock me. It really wouldn't. But I don't know. It's tough to call. You know, he's never talked about it. I don't ask him. And I think
would winning or losing affect that on Sunday?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so.
But if why would he come back?
Yeah, that's not the way. Right. That's not the way he's wired, you know. And if you want to play another year, play another year. Because, like I've told him in the past, I said, hey, when you're done, you're done. You can't go back. You can't go back and play.
And you tried about five times.
Right, exactly. So I'm glad that I did. You know, I don't have any regrets about continuing to play and continuing to try to get another year in, because I'm not going to ever have regrets about did I leave too early. And I think that's the worst thing for an athlete or a player is most guys are forced out because they're cut, released, and it's hard to walk out of
it. Well,
you make
so much money, they rip it off your back. You make them rip it off your back, right?
Right, and it's very few get to say, hey, I feel like I've had enough, I'm done. And if you can get to that point, I think you should do it that way. Just play as long as you can until you till they rip that jersey off your back.
You have become a Bronco supporter. You've watched them play all year. What do they need to do to win on Sunday?
Can't turn the football over. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's what's really helped Peyton the 6 or 7 weeks that he had off. He got to take a step back and not only get healthy physically, but mentally, he was able to see, hey, how does this football team need me to play when I get back out on the field? And that's not to turn the football over. And that's, hey, if we got to go 3 and out, we'll go 3 and out and I'll punt the football and our defense will hold them. And that's a different mindset for him. That's hard to do. And that's why I think you saw the struggles early in the year was because he felt like he still had to win the football game.
Trying, doing the stuff he was doing.
Right. Because
10 years ago.
Right. Sure. Because every time he's played, the teams have counted on him to win football games. Now that's not the case. And I think he realizes that. You've seen him play the last couple weeks. He's played a different type of football. And I think those weeks off really helped teach him, really helped him learn, like, hey, it's okay. I'm just going to punt the football. If nobody's open, I'm not going to force it in there and turn the ball over. Defensively, they're going to get some turnovers off Cam Newton. He has not seen a defense like this all year. It reminds me of when Denver played Seattle a couple years ago. They just didn't know what they're playing because they hadn't seen anything like that.
Brandon Stokely, I still think best piece of trivia for you, not catching the first touchdown in Super Bowl 35,
right,
but catching the touchdown in Cincinnati, your first catch of the year in 2000.
Yes. Came out to the barn the next night.
And breaking the 5-game
right. How about
streak
that?
Without a touchdown.
That was a memorable one.
The catalyst for the greatest run in franchise history.
Yeah, that was a memorable touchdown. We had wagers. We had a big pot of who was going to catch that touchdown. And I never thought it was going to be me. It was tough for me to even get on the field.
That picture that there is not from that night, but you did come out the night after you caught that pass, because I remember catching you on the phone, and I needed a guest, and I wasn't at that game. It was the one game that year I missed in Cincinnati.
Wow.
So,
was a fun one.
Now we know why they broke the streak.
Because I left.
That's
absolutely
right. Because Nestor wasn't there.
Brandon's here for Stoley. Get your Moscow Mules.
That's for you.
All right, for
Sunday. Make yourself a Stoley Moscow Mule in the cup. Enjoy it.
And next time I'm in Denver, I want Peyton Manning to photobomb you and me and my wife.
You got it.
She's bald now, but the hair's coming back.
And he will have 2 Super Bowl rings at that time.
I hope so. I hope so too.
I think he will.
I feel clean. I feel cleansed rooting for Peyton Manning.
Good.
First, I do.
Good. I'm glad you do.
All right. Well, tell him I'm on his side.
All right.
Brandon Stokely for Stoley here at Super Bowl 50. We are on Radio Row. I'll be bugging you like Monday to do some radio. So, winner, winner, Cajun dinner. There he goes, Brandon Stokely. Anything you miss, you can find in the Buy a Toyota Audio Vault at WNSG.net. 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. You can get our morning newspaper at 7 a.m. delivered to your email inbox free of charge and brought to you by Planet Fitness. And don't forget, last but never least, if there is breaking news, and Lucas, when are we sending that Doug Pfister text out on
Doug
the
Doug Pfister's in Houston.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so when are we
sending out that Matt
Latos?
Yeah.
If it happens, it'll all be brought to you by Coons Ford of Security Boulevard. And, of course, Dennis is here on Thursdays from 3 until 5, driving you home. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, and WNST Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore sports.